my great pleasure to introduce Mariangela Fujita, and her daughter is also here, who's kindly offered to act as interpreter and also to operate the PC. Mariangela is emerita professor at UNESP, the State University of Sao Paulo in Brazil. She's presenting a paper which is group research, but unfortunately the whole team couldn't come here.
Well, thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. This paper is the result of two research projects in development. I thank the organized committee of this event for the kind guidance during the entire submission and analysis process of our paper. I apologize for my English. It is not very good. The construction and updating of indexing language depend on the organization of their logical hierarchical structures, formed by categories and subcategories in order to determine the classification of the related terms, and above all, to allow a constant updating of vocabulary, a fundamental condition for knowledge evolution. For this reason, a consistent methodology and support are required from other knowledge organization systems that have proven useful and representative of knowledge areas. The UNESP language group, composed of catalogers and researchers, was created and trained to deal with the inclusion of new terms into the UNESP indexing language by gradually replacing the subject headings list of the Bibliodata network that was finished. The creation of new terms required the definition of a single macrostructure of thematic categories in the UNESP language to guide the inclusion and classification of terms in order to compose the logical and hierarchical structure of superordinate and subordinate terms. From this perspective, the present paper reports on the experience of the UNESP language group in the area of knowledge organization and the representation aimed to the construction of the logical hierarchical structure of an indexing language for the Athena online catalog of UNESP University Libraries Network. Logical hierarchical structures are developed in three stages. Identification of the knowledge areas of the university. Identification and selection of the indexing language macrostructures. And formation of the logical hierarchical structures of subject areas with the use of the language. The university structure was adopted as a parameter for the definition of the knowledge areas of undergraduate and graduate courses. The knowledge areas were organized according to the classification of the large areas of knowledge, as shown in Table 2. There is 7 large knowledge areas and 56 knowledge areas. The second stage consisted of 2 phases. First, search for the identification of the logical hierarchical structures of the indexing languages. Subject terminology of the National Library, TBN. Library of Congress subject headings, LCSH. And controlled vocabulary of the University of São Paulo, VocaUSP. In the second phase, selection of indexing languages and elaboration of the construction methodology. A classification structure is adopted for the definition of its logical hierarchical structure, available on the National Library of Brazil website through the Library of the Congress Classification Web Service. The bottom-up committee approach provided by the ANSI-NISO 2005 guidelines was adopted for the compilation of controlled vocabularies using the integrated methodological model. The research also defined the use of the hierarchical structure of categories and subcategories of the vocal USP, since it's more similar to the structure of knowledge organization in UNESP libraries. A complementary consultation of the specialized indexing languages, medical subject headings, and health science descriptors, which have the same linguistic and structural basis, was maintained for the health science areas. The third stage consisted of building logical hierarchical structures of the subject areas by using the languages. Thus, the construction of logical hierarchical structures began by defining the categories and subcategories that form the indexing language macrostructure, using those of LC, LC, TBN, and vocal USP as parameter. The creation and construction of the logical hierarchical structure were performed by using the grouping feature in the Excel spreadsheet. Each column will contain a hierarchical level. Column B will be the first level, categories. Column C, the second level, and column D, the third level, and so on. To create hierarchy of terms, use the indexing languages hierarchical structures in the following sequence. First, vocal USP, secondly, the analysis of the LC, and if necessary, the TBN. Use color coding to identify the indexing languages. Maintain the same color standard for each language, blue for LC, red for TBN, and green for vocal USP, as shown figure 1. Some branches has its hierarchical specificities and subdivisions, as can it be seen in the example of chemical engineering, which is considered as an interdisciplinary area because it is composed of two disciplines, engineering and chemistry. When a combination of two or three languages could not be made for an area or branch, it was decided that the hierarchical structure of the language in which the area existed would prevail and be complemented with glossaries, Wikipedia, and consultation with experts. Vocal USP does not have a combination at the first hierarchical level with LC in five areas: aircraft engineering, mining and oil engineering, metallurgical engineering, naval and ocean engineering, and fishing engineering. However, combinations of the three languages are observed at the second and third hierarchical levels. Preserving the autonomy of the subject area was a preferable option for academic reasons. However, subordination should be maintained if in an analysis of the hierarchical structures of the languages, the area is subordinated in more than one language, mainly in vocal USP, since it is built according to the academic culture. The combination of geography and cartography into a single hierarchical structure is an example of the kind of decision-making process required throughout the language group's task. It was also decided that the names of categories and subcategories, without any correlation, would be evaluated considering their meaningful proximity to names that existed in other categories and subcategories. For example, in the area of tourism, the terms garden tours, dark tourism, lake tourism, which are found at the first level of the LC, should be included at the vocal USP level types of tourism. As for names of hierarchies that could not be combined or correlated with vocal USP and LC, for instance, outfitting industry and cruise lines which are related to tourism. It was necessary to do a research on Wikipedia, in glossaries, thesaurus, etc., in order to check whether those terms could be embedded at the existing levels. However, very specific names such as Indian tourism or composite names linking two or more subjects, for example, architecture and tourism, should not be included in the macrostructure, but they should be placed in a separate list of non-used names. Other composite names that have qualifiers such as woman in tourism, woman in physics, should not be included in the macrostructure either. During the combination process of indexing languages for hierarchical structures construction, the occurrence of polyhierarchical terms, that is, terms subordinated to more than one generic term, was observed. Table 3 illustrates this case. The term courts and its translation in Portuguese, tribunais, is subordinated to four hierarchies in LC and TBN, respectively. Thus, the term tribunais courts subordinate to four other generic terms in LC and TBN was included as a subordinated term in the four hierarchies. This example, figure 5, demonstrates the group's decision to accept polyhierarchy in order to reduce semantic restrictions and consequently to enlarge the more diversified and favorable semantic field. Conclusions: the combination of more than one language in the construction of hierarchies was assumed by the group as an advantage rather than a challenge. As an example, it was possible to create the hierarchy of knowledge area existing in just one of the languages without correlation with the others. In this case, the recommendation is to construct logical hierarchy structures from the combination with several languages, even if they do not have the same hierarchical and vocabulary metrics as in VocaUSP. Thank you.
Well, I thought that was very interesting, and it's very nice to see a contrast between breaking classification systems and constructing them. So I think it's a very nice balance there. Have we any questions from the audience? I thought it was a really interesting kind of challenge that you faced trying to combine different classification systems together. What made you choose the three systems that you looked at for this study?
She answered that three classifications have the same vocabulary matrix. So that's why she chose those three.
Okay. The ex-specialized areas exigem vocabulário muito específico que não tem no Brasil.
Some areas are very specific, so they will require a very specific vocabulary that doesn't exist in Brazil sometimes.
And then there was one term that intrigued me. You talked about Indians. Do you mean India or India?
Você quer dizer Índia, da Índia ou de...
Indian tourism.
Okay,
so Indian tourism.
Oh, it's from India, the country, not indigenous people.
Right, okay, we have the same word for both in English.
Oh, okay.
Did you do any testing or pilot testing with students of the university who will be using this scheme when they search the library catalog?
Estamos desenvolvendo.
They are developing the pilot study just now. It will be done with civil engineering students.
Well, I'd like to sign out some questions about this important task carried out by Maria Angela Fujita and some other fellows at São Paulo State University. In fact, this group faced a very hard challenge by the fact that the mentioned university, it's a multi-campus university composed by 34 units, and it was originally a group of independent faculties with the different cultures, with different vocabularies in a huge area. So I would suppose that besides all those challenges in terms of combining those vocabularies from different languages, they also had to consider, seeing what they presented, this challenge of considering the different cultures from the different faculties. Well, I guess, I don't know if I'm sure.
That's correct. And
another goal of this research is also to expand this for all the libraries in Brazil, not only in UNESP University. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much.